Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
And welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson, and we are joined in the studio, as always. I shouldn't say as always, but always welcome, I should say, to have Joelle, and I'm going to say Regovich, because yep. I said it correctly the last time. You're not really here. You're the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra Marketing and Education Coordinator, but you're here in a little bit different capacity today to talk to us about something different that's coming up, and you've even brought a guest in.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the person that you brought in, and then I'll drill him with a bunch of questions as well.
Okay. Well, one of my passions is playing the flute, and so I'm a member of the local community band, South Shore Concert Band, and I have brought the conductor of the band, Dale Roos, to talk with everybody about the concert we have coming up on October 21st.
And Dale, before we get to you, I want to hear flute. Tell me how long you've been playing the flute, and what's your passion for it, Joelle?
Maybe 40 years. It's
really?
Been a long time.
So you started when you were like two?
In grade school. Yeah. So
back in grade school.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. That's awesome. So you participate or you play with the South Shore Concert Band, and you said, right?
Yes.
So how long have you been doing that?
Yeah. 18 years.
18 years now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm proud to welcome and happy to welcome and honored to have Dale Roos, the conductor of the South Shore Concert Band. Welcome, Dale. How are you doing?
Hi, Ray. I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. Glad to have you here. First time to get a chance to talk with you a little bit. Tell me a little bit about, I'm a history guy. I love learning history. So before I get to the South Shore Concert Band, I want to know a little bit more about Dale Roos. Where'd you grow up? What'd you do? How'd you get into doing this line of work?
Well, I grew up in Battle Creek, Michigan. Went to Gull Lake Community Schools. Was part of the music program there from fifth grade on, and my main instrument was trumpet. Also played piano, got involved with music, obviously, for a long time. Went to Michigan State University, majored there. I was band director at Bridgman Public Schools for 20 years.
Were you really?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
And from there, I moved into the classroom, taught social studies for another 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But in 1992, I started the South Shore Concert Band.
1992. So what inspired you? Were you just sitting around, having a beer with some friends or something?
Well,
and you
actually,
said, hey, we need to start a band.
That's a good story, too. When I was a kid back in Battle Creek, I played in the Battle Creek Post Band, as in Post Cereals. They sponsored a community band, and I was like in seventh grade when I started in there.
Sure.
And had great experience, and then after college and working as a band director, I saw students pack away the instruments after graduation, and a lot of them set up in the attic waiting for, I taught long enough to start seeing children of former students come through.
Right.
And they were playing the same instruments. So I got thinking, well, wouldn't it be great, if these people now as adults could continue playing. There was another parent who sort of brought up the same idea to me at a parent-teacher conference.
Right.
The same time I was thinking about this, and I just kind of all blended together, and in 92, the South Shore Concert Band happened.
That's fantastic. It's kind of like the old, what was it from the movie Blues Brothers? I'm putting the band back together.
Yeah.
Is that kind of what you were thinking, maybe? I don't know if it goes that far or not. So tell me about the South Shore Concert Band. What do you guys do? From 1992, then you put it together. Where do you guys perform or rehearse and perform or whatever? And what have been some things you've done over the years?
Yeah, the South Shore Concert Band currently is in residence at Lake Michigan College. We actually started at Bridgman Public Schools, and we were there for about 8-9 years. And then we moved to Lake Michigan College with Dr. Elfie Barrett bringing us in, and it's been a great honor to be there and work with all their music people. We rehearse on Thursday nights, and we perform 3 or 4 times per year there on the Mendel main stage. Right?
Awesome.
And so it's a great facility, great people to work with, and pleasure to do that. We are a community band, so we have about 90 members.
I was just about to ask how many members you have.
Yeah, actually 90 plus.
Didn't start with that many, I bet, back in 92.
No, actually, our first night, we had about 70 people come through the door. You know, we spent some time advertising it and getting the word out that, you know, this thing's happening. And I didn't know what to expect on that first night. I was prepared for pretty much anything, and 70 people came through, and it's been pretty much consistent and continuing to grow from that point.
That's really that's really great. So you said how many concerts a year you do over there?
Three to four. At the Mendel Center. And then in June, we have what we call a summer series where we perform at various communities around the area, around the county.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So transitioning over, we have an event coming up, a concert, I guess we could call it, that you've done a couple of times before, called the South Shore Spooktacular 3.
Yes.
Is that so? So me looking at this says South Shore Spooktacular 3 means this is the third time you've done it, but you've done it how many other times prior to this?
Well, periodically, every few years, we'll do this just for fun.
Okay.
And we pick music of the season, which of course is the Halloween season, which is the standard spooktacular that you've seen before. And this time we're doing doing some music from John Williams, from some of his movies that are relevant to wearing costumes and this type of thing.
Give me some examples, would you?
Well, like the Cowboys. We're doing the music from the Cowboys, okay? We're doing some music from Harry Potter, some Star Wars music, that type of thing, all right? Where it might suggest a costume type of a thing. Okay. We also have a couple songs we're running, like Phantom of the Opera.
Are you really?
Yes, we are. That's a great one. We're going to do a really cool piece called The Haunted Carousel. Now, that most people probably don't recognize that because it's a new composition, but it's ghostly carousel kind of music.
You said it was new, but it does ring a bell. I think maybe I've heard some of that.
It's possible. Yeah, it's possible. And we're going to do music from the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Awesome. Like which ones?
It's actually probably from the first couple movies. You will recognize them, the more traditional when that music first started coming out. Yeah.
Those are some of my favorite movies. I love the Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah.
But the coolest thing about this program is that, well, first of all, it's free. I want to make sure everybody out there understands that. You just come in 2:00 on October 21st, Mendel Center. Come in and have a good time. Our whole philosophy is performing for the joy of music. We have fun doing what we're doing, and this concert is the epitome of that. Band members are in costume.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Right? So it's not a band uniform. Everybody has just said, come in costume, whatever. And I have no idea what these people are going to come in as. It's surprising. The two times we've done before, we've had everything from, witches to Frankenstein. And it's people are very, very creative. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Joelle? The Frankenstein was tremendous.
I was just about to say. So, Joelle, you've participated in this the past couple of times. Can you clue me in on what you dressed as?
Well, my all-time win, I have to say, was being a mermaid. So,
really?
Yeah, I put a tail on that I couldn't walk in, so I had to have my husband carry me on stage.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Okay. No,
yeah.
She's not. We remember that very well.
Yeah, yeah. That
you
was
have
super
to share
fun.
Pictures with me.
Yeah.
I need to see that. Yeah. That would be fun. That'd be fun. What's been mermaid? Obviously, is a highlight. What's been some ones that stick out from years past when you did this before? Some of the costumes that the band members.
The Frankenstein was pretty remarkable. I mean, he's tall anyway, plus he was wearing
platform shoes,
8-inch platform shoes, and the makeup was fantastic.
Hair,
And we've got some Civil War costumes going on, and we've got ghostly costumes going on, and we've got hippie costumes going on. I mean, you name it.
That sounds really fun.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. The oboe players did the Snow White Queen and Snow White. They were fabulous together.
So it's not just necessarily an audio experience, it's a visual experience as well. So you're getting all of the senses, I guess. But you mentioned it was free, and if you're showing up to watch, you can also wear a costume.
It would
correct?
Be great if audience members wore costumes too. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. So and it's absolutely family friendly. So, you know, bring the kids. Kids can, you know, it's sad sometimes, you know, you make that costume or you go out and buy that nice costume for Halloween and you wear it for a couple of hours one night. You take it off, and that's the last time. So here's an opportunity for kids to, you know, show off their costume and come to a fun concert.
Yes,
that's all going on. Again, we're talking with Joelle Regovich from. Well, she's here in a different capacity. She's the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra Marketing and Education Coordinator, but also part of the South Shore Concert Band. And Dale Roos, who's the conductor of the South Shore Concert Band. I said it all right. Make sure. Okay.
Yep.
Good. So yep. And we're talking about the South Shore Spooktacular 3 concert. It's at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon, October 21st. It's going to be at the Mendel Center main stage at Lake Michigan College. It's free. Donations are always welcome.
Yes.
I would guess. All of the band members are going to be dressing up in costume. That sounds really fun. And you're welcome to wear a costume, adults and kids. You can wear costumes if you want to as well. How can we find out, Dale, Joelle, how can we find out more information if they want to look up a little bit more about the South Shore Concert Band?
South Shore Concert Band is on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. We have a website.
And there's a website, too?
Oh, sorry. We have a website, southshoreconcertband.com.
Okay. South Shore Concert Band.
Southshoreconcertband.com. All one word, right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Or you can just search them on Facebook. Search South Shore Concert Band. Again, it's coming up Sunday, October 21st, 2 o'clock in the afternoon at Mendel Center main stage at Lake Michigan College. Joelle, Dale, an honor to meet you, Dale. And Joelle, thanks for coming in and filling us in. And we'll see you at the show.
Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you.
Got something to say? Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say? From News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.